Num-nums are yum-yums in their tum-tums on International Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 5. Stand by for news.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Four board leaders of Texas's embattled power grid operator are resigning. The announcement Tuesday follows outrage over the more than 4 million customers losing power during the deadly winter freeze last week. All of the board members stepping down live outside of Texas, which only intensified criticism of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. Those resignations are effective Wednesday, one day before Texas lawmakers are set to begin hearings over the outages in the state capitol. Authorities and Tiger Woods managers say the golf star has suffered leg injuries in a vehicle rollover in suburban Los Angeles and is undergoing surgery. The sheriff's department says Woods was alone in the vehicle and had to be extricated from it on Tuesday. On Wall Street, the Dow by 15 points, but the NASDAQ dropped 67, the S&P up by 4. This is SRN News.
The far left controls the White House and both houses of Congress. But Alliance Defending Freedom wants to make sure they don't control your house. Religious freedom, sanctity of life, free speech, and parental rights. Precious freedoms that ADF will protect at the courthouse. With God's help, we have over 2,000 victories, including 11 at the Supreme Court. And because ADF is a tax-deductible nonprofit ministry, we provide our services at no charge to those whose freedom is threatened. We have a challenging 48 months ahead of us. We must be prepared to stand for freedom. Call 833-993-4377 with your most generous gift. Or visit adflegal.org/freedom to sign the freedom statement and commit to help us sustain our efforts. 833-993-4377 or click adflegal.org/freedom.
Yeah, I'm trying to be more responsible with my money, budget a little better, cut costs where I can.
Yeah.
Also in part because I'm scared crapless about the Biden economy. But, I have Wildcat, been a Wild customer for many years. And I realized, well, we don't need the box in the living room because we now have a smart TV there. But the picture coming in was loud, bah, 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 bah. So I called him up and I said, you know, my bill is like $256 a month. I got to get this down. So we did all kinds of things. Don't need long distance on the phone. We want the line active just in case there's an error, whatever, you know. I don't need Stars and Encore. They show the same 15 movies 100 times a month. Don't need that. Blah, 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 blah. So they just sent me a note. We had a service call today. Sent me a note. Your new bill is now $265.
Which is more than it was.
Yes. Only Greg Beadle could mastermind a situation like this. Now, there may be, you know, have you ever really looked at your cable bill? Broadcast TV fee, $14. I guess that's for the over-the-air networks. Sports surcharge, $4. Well, if that's for ESPN, I don't want them. I need the MLB Network and Christopher Russo. Service Protection Plan. Estimated total surcharges and fees, $10.60. Oh, I see there's a $50 charge for a truck roll.
Oh, because they had to have somebody come out.
They used to do that for free.
Yeah, not anymore.
But I have, look, it says I have service protection plan and $2 a month because I still get a paper statement. Hey, Randall.
Charging $2 a mail letter, huh?
Yeah.
Whatever happened, 35 cents, I guess.
But I got to tell you, the customer service person that set it up and the gentleman that came to our house to do the work, they were terrific. Not complaining. Just only I could mastermind.
Well, it will probably only be $214 next month. Unless you get an online statement, then it will be $212.
I just don't trust that.
And if you delete ESPN, then it will be 208.
I don't think they give you a choice on that. They just tag the fee.
Well, somebody had to pay. That might be why it went up a little bit. Somebody had to pay that, you know, dude to be on the phone with you. And they, you know, they're going to make it a little bit on demand coming out. So that might, you know, and then next month.
Hey, you want to hear something really crazy? The service window that they gave me was 4 p.m. to 7, and the young man called and said, hey, I'm through with my other projects earlier. I can come out now if you'd like. I said, absolutely. How about that? When was the last time a service business called you and said, we're going to come out hours earlier than we originally expected?
He probably listened to the show. Probably, you know what I mean? He probably knew exactly who you was. He probably blow somebody's ass off for you.
Oh, I don't think so. Randall, go ahead. What's on your mind?
The wreck that Tiger Woods had.
Yeah.
It's got an eerie look of Kobe Bryant. If he comes out, he makes it out of this, and he says that his car just started, you know what I mean, going fast by itself. Would you know what I mean, start looking toward, you know, Illuminati type deal? Because on the Kobe Bryant thing, people didn't talk about his wife. She was a basketball, you know, baller herself. She was well known. And
NTSB just came out and blamed the pilot of the helicopter for that accident.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I could. You know, I mean, that was going to be easy to do. And he wasn't in his helicopter either. It was in a different one.
Yeah.
The one that he rent has a wrap on it, and that one didn't. But I know. It just has an eerie look. And you know, if he would have died in that car wreck, that's all.
Sheriff is on television right now saying there's no evidence of impairment.
And they have been known to control the speed of, you know, they can control them cars. I mean, them new ones, a lot of people have died. I mean, you know, this, and that's what it said, died at a high rate of speed. Just think about somebody else that was in a movie. I mean, you know that boy is in safe hands, all them stunt drivers they had, but, you know, that Fast and Furious guy, the star, he dies in a high, you know, car wreck like that. It just don't add up sometimes. But I enjoy just listening and talking sometimes. And I'm just throwing that out there to see what you thought.
Appreciate it, Randall. Right now, there's no reason to think anything other than he might have been going too fast for the curvy road that he was on and lost control of the vehicle. Here's happy news. This will cheer up our audience. Surrender Caucus leader Mitch McConnell will support anti-Second Amendment rights, pro-Antifa radical Biden AG pick Merrick Garland. Now you know why they call him the turtle. This is the reason Donald Trump got elected. This is the reason that McConnell and all the rest of those rhinos, Romney, all those SOBs have to go.
He's been hanging out with Schumer too long.
They're not on opposite sides of the aisle.
Yeah.
They're all part of the same circle jerk. I wish I had a better description, but that's what it is. Bunch of monkey spanking. All right, my language is only going to deteriorate. I got to class it up here because Brant McDonald will be joining us shortly.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Hey, electricians, Crosby Electric needs you. We're hiring electricians for construction and service work immediately in Central Alabama. You'll get industry superior benefits. We're family friendly. There's opportunities for career growth, and you'll be working with competent coworkers. And you can be home most nights before dark. The conversation is free. What do you have to lose? Apply at Indeed.com or call Crosby Electric today. That's Indeed.com or call Crosby Electric.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Rick's Jewelers on Fairview Avenue in Prattville for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our beautiful spring-like pattern will continue. What a big change from last week, right? Tonight, clear skies, cool, but not as cool, overnight low 40. Tomorrow, the beautiful weather continues with a high temperature in the middle 70s, plenty of sunshine tomorrow. I think we'll be near 70 on Thursday. Clouds will be on the increase, but we're dry. Risk of scattered showers Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at times. A little cooler, 66 Friday, but 70s over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, everybody. I still got some great crap lined up to play for you later. Some videos like this one with Jen Psaki squirming over kids in cages. They brought back the kids in cages just like Obama had it. It's just mind-boggling. Oh, and there's the official explanation available now on whether or not Joe Biden actually said the N-word. I can't play the clip, obviously, because then
we'd be in trouble.
Yeah, because, you know, it's got to be. All I can promise you, even though I have a Diet Coke right here, it came in with me weeks ago before I realized how white I was. So I'm trying to dial it down. So is Rosie. And here's our friend, Mr. Right on the Money, who a week from today will be in our studio with a major announcement. Woo-hoo. Brad McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Good afternoon to you.
Hey, good afternoon. That's right, man. I'm pretty excited about this. You know, it's something we've been working on for a long time, and it's finally come to fruition. And so I'm excited to be with you next Tuesday to talk about it.
No coincidence, is it, that you've got this big thing going on? We have to be coy about it for the time being. And at the same time, you've been advising me financially on a number of different levels and helping me with insurance and issues like that. Now that I'm finally an account holder with you, how's the market doing? Did it crash today?
Well, you know, no, it did not. So that's the short answer. But it was quite volatile. I mean, you know, when you look at the opening rotation, everyone knew that Jay Powell was going to be speaking for the Banking Senate Committee and talking about Fed policy and monetary policy. And at first, we got off to a real rocky start because he was saying, look, we're not changing course whatsoever. And I think the market wanted to hear a little different tone there because, you know, he continuously said, you know, inflation is soft and we don't see inflation and all this kind of stuff. But yet the market absolutely sees inflation. It's why we've had this huge move in the bond market. You know, and so many people today have been saying, well, the Fed controls what they control, but the market controls what it controls. And the market is saying, we got a problem here. And they really wanted to hear the Fed chairman acknowledge this problem of inflation, particularly with respect to energy prices, metals, industrial metals, raw materials. They're skyrocketing, and this is causing a real problem. So we went down on the Dow Jones roughly, I think, at the low of the day, we were down 360 points. The NASDAQ was getting walloped again, and then towards the end of the day, there was a little bit of buying going on as the Fed said, made some coy remarks about the fact that they might be getting active in the bond market. So, you know, in other words, they can go out and buy 10-year Treasury bonds and drive those yields back down, but that's an artificial type thing. And so anyway, we ended up largely flat on the day with respect to the Dow Jones. The NASDAQ was still off a pretty decent amount, but quite a volatile day all the way around.
Just let me know when I have to stand at the interstate exit with my hat and collect coins.
Ever the optimist.
I know this. My account grows. It's so cool because I can call McDonald and Hagen and say, I'm ready to, you know, I want to put another amount of money in my plan tomorrow. And it's going to happen.
That's great.
I think that's very cool. I'm excited about this, Brant.
Well, I am too. I'm super excited. And I think you're going to love it. And the thing I love about it the most is, you know, you've had quite a bit of experience with our firm in certain areas of your financial life.
Yes.
But now you're getting the full enchilada.
Yeah.
And so you're going to be able to see up close and personal as we continue to move through this process, how it all works and what it means. And that's really awesome, you know, because you'll be able to share that with the listeners when we talk on the show every day.
Yeah.
Have a better understanding.
But absolutely. By the way, you know, I want everybody to understand that irresponsibility had nothing to do with it. I made the best investment of my life over the last 10 or 11 years, making sure my daughter graduated without a penny in student debt so she could start her career, and she started magnificently. 2 years now in that lead graphic designer job at one of the most prestigious zoos in the world. So when I look at the FAU dad license plate on the back of my car, that's my investment. And that's one that has paid off magnificently for me. And then the wedding and then the restart and all of that. And all I can say is I'm just glad I was able to help. Now I can do something for myself and my family. And that's what's
beautiful.
Exciting about all this.
So, no, it really, really is.
I just want listeners to understand it wasn't anything, any fear or whatever. I just had other financial things. But you helped me get through all of that. And guess what? Without a penny in credit debt. And all
isn't that awesome?
Yes.
I'm really proud of you, man. I know most people know your story, but you know, when you came to Montgomery, you were in many ways sort of starting over, and
you did, man.
You hit all of these things head on, and said, "Okay, I'm coming out. I'm going to fight. I'm going to knock these things out." And there were several things we had to deal with, and you did that, and took care of your daughter at the same time. And I just think it's marvelous where you're at right now, and makes me really happy for you, and I'm proud for all of us, you know.
I want others, too, that have been through tough times or challenging times to know that it can change if you just put one foot in front of the other, as you advised. You know, I think when I first talked to you, my credit score was like in the upper fives, and that was a boost from where it was in the early 2000s. And I just got my FICO score from Discover, it's 840. That's pretty good.
That's amazing.
Excellent.
But one foot in front of the other, and now this next step is to, you know, becoming a part of the firm in this very meaningful way, and I'm just thrilled, man, just thrilled.
Well, we are too, and like I say, I look forward to next Tuesday, and we're going to keep building this up. I hope everyone tunes in next week, and you know, to hear the, you know, kind of what we're doing, what we're up to. We're super excited about it, and we'll be unveiling all of that next week.
It's a big deal, folks, and we do hope that you'll tune in to get all the details, ask questions, and so forth. And now you're going to, I'm in my Investing 101 phase, I guess I could say. So I'm looking forward to building my knowledge as through participation, and looking forward to it. It's funny, we always look at the opening bell and the numbers and how everything is starting out every morning, but I was kind of like a spectator. Now I don't feel like a spectator anymore. It's cool. So I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
And I would like others to have the feeling I do right now. Financial management, taking charge of your money and your future. Planning, it's all good. And there isn't a better group of people better suited to help you with that than Brant and his team at McDonald and Hagen. So I hope you'll give them a call and make that appointment and sit down and so you can enjoy this as well. That's my speech. Brant, we will talk tomorrow. We're looking forward to Tuesday.
Yes, me too. And we'll try to give you a shout in the morning as well.
Yeah, do that. And let me know if I can retire. Kidding, of course.
You got it.
Thank you, man. I will never retire. That is not my my goal at all, because I know me well enough to know that if I stop doing this, it's over. No, the idea is to like do both. Finally. Yeah. This point in my life.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Thank you, Jay. Now read this.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we have an accident on Vaughn Road just before Ryan Road and the church at Pike Road. Use caution there. Elsewhere around the city, we are very busy right now on East Boulevard, East South Boulevard, congested from Troy Highway past Baptist, I-65 and 85, very heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated on the ride home. Accidents happen. Go where the insurance companies go. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
When you see a yellow spot inside your house on the roof, you have big problems, folks. Right now, C&G Roofing is offering something special for the month of February only, $250 off credit. That's right. You can credit it to your deductible, or you can upscale your shingles if you'd like. C&G Roofing. Listen, things get slow during February. They're wanting to say thank you for the many, many years you've used them. Call them today, C&G Roofing, 313-3958.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We're located in Peppertree Shops on Vaughn Road. We're open 7 days a week. We're more than happy to trade you for any things, any jewelry, gemstones, diamonds, coins, things of that sort that you no longer use or wear or so forth, or we can remake it or you can walk away with a check. So let us come and help you evaluate what your assets are worth. Stop in. Appointment's not necessary. And we're open 7 days a week and see what we could do and might surprise you big time on what your assets are really worth. Thank you.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. You've got new stuff
stuff coming in, and you've got a bunch of chocolates.
The biggest thing we've got going on is the ladies have been to market. They have bought all kinds of cool stuff. It's coming in here in the next week or so. But the one thing we do better than anybody is chocolate. And if you want some chocolate, we're going to have all kinds of new things we're doing. We're doing some white chocolate turtles, white chocolate caramel sticks, all kinds of new chocolate ideas, more dark chocolate. We're going to do those things because people have asked for them, and we're going to get them for them. And you know what? If chocolate isn't your thing and you just want some good old-fashioned farm-fresh pecans, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. Whether you want them halves, pieces, roasted and salted, our roasted and salted are absolutely out of this world. We dry roast them in an oven, which makes them healthier and better for you. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
No doubt the holidays and all the rain we've had has taken its toll on your carpet. So, Peaches and Clean is offering a sweetheart of a deal for February. You get two rooms of carpet and a hallway clean for only $99. That's right, two rooms and a hallway clean by our certified professionals at Peaches and Clean for only $99. For those expensive Oriental rugs, Peaches and Clean has the area's only climate-controlled rug room. At Peaches and Clean, we take your health seriously. Our staff follows all CDC guidelines for your safety. If you live in the Montgomery Three-County Metro, the Lake or Auburn Opelika areas, don't miss Peaches and Clean's February Sweetheart of a Deal. Two rooms of carpet and a hallway clean for $99. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Not good with any other offers. Coupons, restrictions may apply.
Call us up at Peaches and Clean.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're listening to the Les White Happy Hour on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. And joining us on the phone, the very patient legal eagle and local heartthrob, Chad.
Greg Stuff. So I did hear that Coca-Cola did fire the polar bears because they didn't want to be less white.
Yeah, so I guess they're going to, I mean. But
well, they were going to replace him with Fozzie Bear, but remember the Muppets got canceled too, so Fozzie's out of the picture.
How do you like that? The Muppets, offensive. This was made at a time when our attitudes are different. These people are, I guess they believe they can really, they really believe that they're going to be able to protect everybody on the planet from having their frickin' feelings hurt. Well, guess what? Life is life, and your feelings are going to get hurt. You're going to be disappointed. Bad things will happen to good people. Cut the crap.
If you get your feelings hurt because the Muppets have some stereotype in there, like the Indian princess or something that you don't like, you need to get a friggin' life.
Yeah.
You might as well not even get up and go outside in the morning, right?
Exactly. It's just insane.
I mean, but it's really kind of, I mean, you kind of laugh and shake your head, but it's kind of scary. I mean, you ask people like, if Richard Pryor was around, he would say stand-up comedy is dead now. Nobody wants it. Chris Rock says stand-up comedy is dead. Can't do it anymore. Everybody gets picked off. You know, you can't say that.
Yeah.
I was watching a Dave Chappelle thing the other night. I'm like, there's no way they could do that skit now. You know? In fact, there's no way you could do any Dave Chappelle skit now. You know?
It's like, you know, it's funny. When All in the Family and the Jeffersons and all those shows came along in the 70s, they were hugely popular because it allowed us to laugh at ourselves.
Right. They used the exaggerated stereotype to show how ridiculous it was.
And
right?
Although one network does that annual thing with Woody Harrelson playing Archie Brothers, so they redo an episode or something, but that's got to make them squirm because it violates these so-called standards. It's just...
You know it's gone too far when Bill Morris criticizing it. I mean, you're starting to get on the left. You said, you know, I don't think this is such a good idea, but it's kind of like the French Revolution. You better watch out who you give power to, because eventually they turn on you because there is some way that you have a privilege or that you are biased or something. They're going to find something out about you. I mean, you probably couldn't have the movie Tootsie now with Dustin Hoffman because they would say he wasn't an actual transgender who cross-dressed his tootsie, remember? Yes. And the reason I was thinking about that is because there was a movie on the other night, Year of Living Dangerously. You remember with Mel Gibson when he was in Indonesia.
Right.
And the lead woman in the film was actually playing a guy, Linda. I can't remember Linda's last name, but she played a Chinese man in the. There's no way she could do that now because that'd be cultural appropriation. And it wasn't designed to be humor. It was not a funny movie. It was a drama, right? But you couldn't have, you just no way you could do that now. But it's okay for all of the Hamilton people to be played by black characters, you know, in the Hamilton, but and to rap music. But you can't have a white Hamilton. And now apparently Tacoma now took away Ben Franklin Park and named it after some woman named Franklin who's been on the representative in Tacoma for like 90 years.
Tacoma, Washington?
Yes.
God, that's just such monumental.
Ben Franklin Park is no longer Ben Franklin Park, right? Yeah. And, you know, the thing that's interesting about Ben Franklin is he owned two slaves, but then he freed them, and he became an abolitionist, right? So, I mean, the guy that actually did the right thing, you know? But, you know, he's not woke enough.
Unbelievable.
You know? Hey. All right, my friend, hang in there. Only 3 years and 11 and a half months left of this.
Pardon me while I react to your statement. All right, I'm better now. Thank you. Right. Take care.
Take care.
Greg.
What?
A listener just called in with a very interesting fact.
Oh.
Polar bear skin is black. Did you know that?
I've never shaved a polar bear, so I really had no idea.
A polar bear's skin is black, and I verified it. Their hair, they have two layers of hair, an outer layer made up of long guard hairs and a thick undercoat made up of shorter hair. These guard hairs are mostly transparent or clear, but thanks to some special characteristics that work to create cool optical tricks, the hairs appear white.
Oh. Wow. I mean, my whole world is crumbling around me. I'm finding things out that I just didn't know.
That's a very interesting fact.
Jay may have done that on Random Facts. That sounds familiar for some reason. But there's been so many years of those. Sometimes I think I heard a random fact when maybe I didn't. Plus, I'm very busy during that segment of the show.
Maybe the polar bears won't have to get fired.
Let's hope not. Let's hope it doesn't get that stupid. But, you know, the way things are right now, somebody was just reacting to, by the way, the Fauci with the baloney mask got a lot of social media approval today. Thank you for your reaction to that. This Joe Biden. You know, Ronald Reagan asked in the 1984 presidential election, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? And the answer for many Americans was, yeah, hell yeah. A lot better off. Are you better off today than you were a month ago before this stammering bonehead took the oath of office? That's the question. And the answer for many is already no.
Hold on.
Especially if you've been to the gas station lately. 533, so twice in the last week or 10 days, it's paid off to be a member of the Clark's Club because we had plumbing issues come on suddenly. First was all the contraption inside the toilet broke, wore out, whatever. And then we had a drain that wasn't draining. And in the span of an hour, after a call to 277-2125, Clark's dispatched one of their excellent plumbers and had all of that fixed. We'll see you next time. Well, next time turned out to be Monday, because on Sunday, the garbage disposal copped an attitude and said,
that's it, I'm out of here.
And stopped working and started leaking. So 277-2125, those great plumbers at Clark's are back, replaced the disposal, fixed the leak, because I was worried there might be something really sinister beyond the disposal not working. But all's well. You know what? And, of course, they're the same folks that fixed the garden tub flood disaster of 2019. So, I mean, they're just great. They know what they're doing. And when it comes to heating and AC, you have equally talented people protecting the comfort of you and your family year-round. Join the Clark's Club and get the kind of service that I was a phone call away from twice within the last 10 days. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. Barbara, hang on for just a second.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident, 300 Highland Avenue. That's going to be right near Highland Avenue Elementary. Use caution there. Accident on the East Boulevard, right at Buckboard Road. It's got a backup in traffic all the way to Calmar. We also have an accident on 231 as you roll into Wetumpka, right at Fort Toulouse Road near the Zaxby's. Use caution there. I-65 and 85, very heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery with slow traffic from Alabama State University all the way up to the 65 interchange on 85 southbound. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Shopping's incredible at Premier Place. Shop Bath & Body Works, Cuts by Us, Hourglass Optical, Shoe Station Superstore, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
According to the National Institutes of Health, 30% of hospital admissions in older adults are drug-related, like taking meds at the wrong time. Hero Health simplifies medication management. The smart device stores up to 90 days worth of up to 10 different pills. It dispenses them at the push of a button. Try Hero risk-free for 30 days and get free contactless delivery. Just call 800-420-7550. That's 800-420-7550. 800-420-7550. Hero, medication managed.
Panera's new flatbread pizzas are here. But to our new chef, Claus, they're not just pizzas. They're masterpieces. Because it's not just cheese. It's hot and melty mozzarella and fontina cheese. It's not just sauce. It's market tomato red bell pepper sauce. And it's not just toppings. It's fresh mozzarella, basil, and grape tomatoes. Mmm. Taste our delicious new flatbread pizzas today. Order online for pickup or delivery. Panera. Restrictions apply.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our beautiful spring-like pattern will continue. What a big change from last week, right? Tonight, clear skies, cool, but not as cool, overnight low 40. Tomorrow, the beautiful weather continues with a high temperature in the middle 70s, plenty of sunshine tomorrow. I think we'll be near 70 on Thursday. Clouds will be on the increase, but we're dry. Risk of scattered showers Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at times. A little cooler, 66 Friday, but 70s over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We need a big voice announcement that says, less white than the other guys or something like that. We should start showing off our efforts at improvement. Barbara.
Good afternoon, Greg. How you doing, bud?
I'm all right. Mostly.
Yeah, you are all right. I just saw on the television on Fox that the chief of the Cherokee Indians wants Jeep to drop the name Cherokee off of their Jeep.
I think Jeep should give them a ton of money for using that name. They gave Bruce
Absolutely.
Springsteen a ton of money for that dumbass commercial they ran during the Super Bowl. So, yeah, what is this cultural appropriation there, Jeep? Pay the Cherokees!
To me, that would have been an honor, but I don't understand. I'm old, and I don't understand what's going on in our country.
This is about making them play by the same damn rules they're enforcing on everybody else!
Yeah, it would be nice, wouldn't it?
Jeep is lecturing you and me about how to be better Americans, how to be the reunited states of America. Well, they're appropriating the name of a tribe for one of their vehicles, which they've sold billions of over the years and made a ton of money. And you know how much money they've given the Cherokee? Thanks for your name. Not a damn cent. Typical bullshit from liberals.
I don't know, and I don't know what we do about it. That's what bothers me.
I bought
my
last Jeep.
But anyway, I just thought that was something else for us to get mad about.
I just did.
So, take care and have a good day, and thank you for your show. Thank you and Rosie both.
Oh, Barbara, you brought up a great point. It should be, it's like, sports teams that, you know, now, you know, it's the Cleveland baseball team, we can't be the, or the Braves, they want the Braves. You know, there's a reason why sports teams don't call themselves the Pittsburgh Pissy Pants. They pick names that
represent strength,
boldness, warrior qualities.
Yeah.
So, hey, baseball season starting. The St. Louis Limp-wristed Cardinals will be back soon. Hey, it's our friend Jacqueline, who is not during the Pure Boil
Pure Bar
thing today.
I'm not, but you know what I am? I'm a Florida State Seminole.
Oh my goodness, you can't say
well,
that.
How about that? Yes, I can, because we already fought that battle and won.
Oh.
Yeah. Florida State was one of the first schools that they went after to change their name of the mascot when that first started to become a thing.
I remember that.
And the Seminole Tribe of Florida stood up and said, nay, nay, Florida State University not only supports the Seminole Tribe of Florida, donates a ton of money, but we are culturally accurate in our representation of Chief Osceola and Renegade. So it's an honor. So take that.
Yeah, but, you know, most of the people who are so offended and have nothing better to do than rename sports teams and change the names of schools and bridges and public restrooms or whatever they're doing, they're the only ones that are offended. We're not hearing outcries.
Yeah, I mean, I wish people would get offended by some of the real, you know, travesties that I see on a daily basis. Like the amount of children that we have in the foster care system, the amount of children that go hungry every day, childhood cancer. I mean, like, people should be outraged about things that, like, we're not doing enough about instead of worrying about the Cleveland Indians.
Yes.
Like, I mean, I just feel like there's so many more important things that we could be spinning our wheels on. You know, look how fast they got a COVID vaccination. Why are we not working on, like, getting a vaccination for other things and curing other ailments that we could potentially find, you know, a resolution for? We're spending our wheels on stupid stuff.
I wish there was a vaccine for stupid, unfortunately.
Well, then I wouldn't have a job.
Maybe it'll take a while. Maybe it should be a long-term goal.
Yeah, I mean, common sense is not a flower that grows in everybody's garden, Greg.
I've noticed.
So
you tend to take note of stuff like that when you do this job for a while.
Well, how's everybody's Tuesday going?
How's everybody's what?
Today's Tuesday, right?
Tuesday, yeah.
You said that in such a soft, feminine voice. I wasn't sure what you were saying.
Wasn't sure.
wasn't sure what you kind of insult I about. Was saying.
Yeah. My Tuesday's going great.
Well, good. And Greg?
Well, I was talking earlier about, you know, taking financial control and trying to be a little bit more responsible with money. And, you know, I looked at my cable bill and said, you know what? $253 is...
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
And that doesn't include... That would have been gone a long time ago.
That doesn't include HBO or any of that stuff.
And you probably have 700 channels that you watch three of them.
I have the upper tier, but that's where my favorite channels are.
Well, you have to get the upper tier to get the channels that are worth anything.
Yeah, like Smithsonian and American Heroes and Reels and stuff I actually watch. So I called up and said, I need to get my bill down. So I don't watch Stars Encore because it's crap movies and it's the same movies every month. So let's get rid of that. And I don't need long distance on my phone because it's never plugged in. We just have the line hot in case there's an emergency.
Right.
And a few other various things. So, and then they came out to the house today to take out one of the boxes, one of the DVR boxes, which we didn't need.
Mm-hmm. And so what did that save you, like $50 a month?
Well, no. they send you a preview of your next bill after you make these, and it's $265.
Cancel this.
Well, no, I think I've discovered there's like a $50 charge for them coming out, which they used to do for free.
Okay, but like, here's the thing. Like, this is an unnecessary expense. Like, you need to do your research and find out if you can watch those three channels on either Sling, on like Hulu, on YouTube TV.
I'm boycotting Sling.
Okay, but like, here's the thing.
Because of their skank commercials that degraded women.
Well, that's ridiculous because you still eat at Hardee's, I bet.
Still what?
Eat at
exactly.
Hardee's.
Exactly.
Oh.
He probably doesn't.
Here's the thing. Like, I would search around and find those channels on something else because that is an unconscionable bill for cable when you're sleeping most of the time or on air most of the day. Unconscionable. Cut it. You don't need it. There you go. My word of wisdom for the day.
You know, I don't doubt that it would be possible to do what you're saying, but I'm not ready for that yet.
Okay, well, I'll do the research, and I'll let you know what your options are.
I'm older than you are, therefore I'm even more stubborn than you are. And
I find that hard to believe.
No.
And so, but maybe I'll come around to it. Maybe I'll evolve to that moment where I cut the cable.
What I'll do is I'll look at some options for you, and then we can have an educated discussion about it once we have all the facts in front of us.
Hey, not that I'm asking for anybody but a friend, but is my will ready?
It's been sitting on my laptop for a year, Greg.
Yeah. Well, maybe
a year.
Maybe next time we have a cookies or something, I should swing by.
Well, just make sure my laptop's at home when you swing by, because I have three computers. There's no telling which one is on, but yes.
Hey, would you like a key lime pie?
I would love a key lime pie. No, wait, no. I'm going to South Florida on Saturday. Ugh. And, like, I'll be forced to eat it between now and then. And Friday, it's Friday during Lent, and so I'm trying to be really good. So can you make me key lime pie after Lent?
Yes.
Deal. Plus, Jared already told me he wants to go to the little key lime pie store down in Davie. What about Griffin or Sheridan?
The Orange Blossom, yes.
Yeah. So he's like, he wants to go there. He wants to go do the Everglades again with the Gators.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm going to take him down to Key West while we're there.
Well, that's, I haven't been down there in 20 some years.
Jared has never been.
Get the little mopeds and scooter around.
Well, we're going to have, like, the two little children with us. Oh. So, like, mommy's going to be pushing the bus stroller, you know, the double stroller. So, but I'll take him to go see, like, Hemingway's Cat, you know.
I've seen them.
The Southernmost Point.
Aren't you impressed, Rosie? I've seen Hemingway's six-fingered cats.
Yes. Isn't they're so weird. It's so strange.
I just love it.
But then, you know, go to Sloppy Joe's and have an adult beverage.
You know, Janelle's mom was a flight attendant for Pan Am, so we took a picture of her in front of the Pan Am, the original Pan Am building down in Key West.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
I have dated many airlines in my life.
Mm. Yeah, my dad was a pilot, real dad.
Most of which are defuncted. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for who?
Well, so he was with American, Continental, Delta. He actually, when I was born, and up until about the age of 5, he had his own Learjet company out of the Executive Airport in Fort Lauderdale. So my dad used to run Learjet for, like, Dan Marino, like, Hootie from Hootie and the Blowfish, Darius Rucker.
Cool.
The Miss America.
My favorite restaurant used to be the 94th Aero Squadron there next to the airport.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
My dad
so
was a pilot, and we both loved aviation, so we would go there every time he was in town. One night, and you could listen to the control tower. So one night we're listening, and we hear the control tower say, clear all traffic inbound to Executive Airport for emergency landing. So we look at it, so it's happening here, and sure enough, a plane comes in on one wheel and spins around, sparks go flying off the wing, but they got out safe. So we finished our dinner after witnessing this accident, and then I said, I wonder if this is on the news. So I pushed it to WIOD, and the first story was...
Media.
A plane crashed with no injuries at Executive Airport. So it was on the news like 20 minutes after we watched it happen. It's pretty wild.
You remember pre 9/11, okay? So obviously, you know, lots changed since then. But do you remember when you used to be able to go out to the Fort Lauderdale Airport and you could park and you could sit underneath and where the planes were landing?
Yep.
So I remember me and my biological father, when I was little, when he would pick me up for his custodial time, he would take me out to the airport and we would watch the planes come in. And like being a little kid, I just thought that was the coolest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can't do that anymore because they don't let you park out there. But you used to be able to drive around the airport.
Oh, yeah.
There was, like, no security. Like, nobody did anything. You could, like, walk right up to the planes.
I know. Miami is one of the best airports in the world to watch not only modern aircraft but classic aircraft, too. You know what? It's 5:52. We're out of time.
Oh, God. All right, guys. Have a wonderful day.
Well, thank you, Jacqueline.
Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Love you.
And, of course, Jacqueline is one half of Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Now I'm going to get my wedger in so we can wedge this call from David.
Yeah, I hear you talking about sports teams and their nicknames. There's one in Alaska, and it's in Aniak, Alaska, which is way out in the rural area off the road system.
Mm-hmm.
The name of that high school nickname is the Half-Breed.
Goodness.
And they love that name because they put that name in there in 1970, and what it does is they love it because it's a mixture between the local Eskimos and the white men that settled there.
Yeah. By the way, Cher did a song by that title. I wonder if she still performs that when she does live shows. David, I'm so sorry we don't have more time to talk. We're out of time at 5:53. Jeeps.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We still have an active accident at Eastern Boulevard at Buckboard Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles there, as well as Highway 231 as you're rolling into Wetumpka near Fort Toulouse Road. A minor accident there. I-65 and 85, still very heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. Slow traffic around South Union Street up to the 65 merge on 85 southbound. No new accidents to pass along to you. Chico's Auto Pros offers full tire and auto service at their Montgomery location on the Atlanta Highway. Everything for your vehicle at one location. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie.
License number 15033.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Rick's Jewelers on Fairview Avenue in Prattville for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear located in the Covered Bridge Shopping Center in Prattville. Prattville and Millbrook's only Southern lifestyle store. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
I'm done. So done.
Well, that's our show.
It's over.
What?
It's over. It is over.
Is that it?
That's it.
Everybody still awake?
Will you come on already? I just can't stand these long goodbyes.